couple minutes early, so just wait for a couple seconds. While you're waiting, since you're here early, just read Isaiah 53 real quick. We're going to touch on that a bit tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. We've touched on this before, but I got a couple of trails I want to take you on tonight. If we're ever going to function fully like the church, like God's original intent, there's a lot of definitions of church. There's a lot of, we talk about this a lot, there's a lot of ideas of what church is. There's a lot of books and sayings and all these different things that people say what the church is supposed to be. But I think the Bible is pretty explicit about it. I think it's pretty explicit and pretty to the point of what's expected of us as joint heirs with Christ. Right? So now you can even equate to the church to actual joint heirs with Christ. I got to get over the old mindset, my mind, my soul, my understanding, the way that I thought things were. I gotta get over that, because remember, as I think, therefore I am. If I still think the old way, then I still function the old way. It don't matter what the scripture said about old things passed away. If I still got that old concept in my mind, then I'll still function this old school church member. So what do? We come take communion, be on time for prayer. Praise God for all that. Right, we come, we sing in the choir, we serve with the ushers, we on a leadership team, we go to ministry helps meetings, and we do all those different things, and praise God for all of that. But those things are results of being the church, the actual being the church. Like, what is the root? What is the meat? What is expected of me as the church? The Bible is very specific about it. He's very explicit about it. But I think because of so many years of misunderstanding, so many years of man slipping a little leaven in there, religion and tradition, all those things coming in, that we don't benefit from the power of being the church. You're a powerful organism. You're a powerful being as the church. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? On the inside of you. 1 John 4:4, he wasn't lying. He said, you have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Where is all this greatness? If it's in me, it's sleeping with me, it's rising with me, it's walking with me, it's sitting with me right now. If that is the case, then where is the great manifestation that should be coming from me? Where is my soul, my mind? Say my mind. Come on, say it again. Say my mind. Had somebody working, one of the employees was working at Apostle House one time, and they had to get something fixed. They had to buy a new, like some new remotes or something like that. And he started in his mind. Now, we all know Apostle. We know Apostle got all the money he need. He ain't got to ask nobody for nothing. And he just, whatever he need to do, he can go ahead and do it. But the employee, the person knew. They knew. They wasn't a new employee. There wasn't nobody new. They've been here the whole time. But they get in there, and he start kind of figuring out, how are we going to get this? How are we going to purchase? I got to pay for this, pay for this. And Apostle looked at him and said, he called his name and said, what you talking about? He said, my mind. I'm sorry, my mind. I wasn't thinking about who you were. I wasn't thinking about where I'm at and what's possible. My mind, right? Anytime there's a lack thought, a doubt thought, a sick thought, a loser thought, just stop yourself. My mind. Stop. Do your hand. Come on. My mind. I'm not gonna make it. My mind. That's mine. That's not the one in Philippians 2. It's not their mind. Cause that mind said there is no loss. There is no lack. Like Jesus had a mindset, and I gotta get them, I'm getting ahead of myself. Jesus had a mindset where there is no, like, as far as he's concerned, lack don't exist. Mm-hmm. Right. And it might have been there before I got there, but when I showed up, there was no lack.
Come on, good.
You get it? But my mind, everybody say my mind. Come on. Come on, tap in, come on. And you tap on the side, however you want to tap it. Whatever's gonna get your attention. When something going on, my mind. When I'm thinking about losing, my mind. Watch this. When I'm not thinking love thoughts, my mind. My mind. When I'm judging somebody, my mind. But nothing's wrong with judging, but you gotta be a righteous judge. Yeah. Gotta be according to the word. People say, don't judge. No, if you're doing wrong, I'm gonna call you on it. All right, that's another thing. They get out of one ditch and go into another.
Right.
All right, but anytime I'm somewhere else other than the mind of Christ, my mind.
Yes,
it's me. It's me. I got to line my mind up to his mind. Let his mind come in and take over my mind. It's called possession. In your patience, Luke 21:19, possess your soul. Yeah, possess it with Jesus. We always talking about demon possession. Every time you think about somebody being possessed, why we go negative? It's my mind, do it again. My mind, we didn't let the movies, Poltergeist and all the different movies, and the church start talking about everybody got a demon. Every time somebody does something, everybody got a demon now. So we think about demon possession. We don't think about possession like Christ possessing my mind. Let this mind be in you, possession. So in your patience, possess your soul. Possess your soul with Jesus. That's good, ain't it? That's good stuff, ain't it? I'll never forget it. That's right on the spot. I'll never forget that. All right, so now my mind. So I got to get over. I got to get over because the question is, why don't we see as many results as we should? Now, before you start thinking about results, I'm not talking about your personal house right now.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about these personal things. All right. I'm past that, y'all. We got to get past that. You have to get past those things. You have to get past a lot of the stuff we believe in for an action for is stuff that he like. You're wasting your time asking for this. If you would get this, you wouldn't have to worry about this. So I'm not there right now. I'm not talking about bills. I'm not talking about those things. I'm not talking about that. All those things are added. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and then go down that list of all the things that we're supposed to be doing. Why we don't see a lot of that? Right? Because my mind, everybody say my mind.
My mind,
I'm still stuck on old church. The Bible is very, I'm going to say it again, the Bible is very explicit about what the church is and who the church is and what we're supposed to be doing as a church. But because of old ways, old religious thoughts, old tradition thoughts, we brought that into our minds, and as we think, therefore we are. Now we're walking around like people with no power, walking around like people with no mission. We're walking around like people with no vision, right? It should be more. Can we agree? Should be more going on. Can we agree?
Yes.
Should be more happening, more going on, more manifesting, more people getting delivered, more people getting free by your hands.
Right.
As the church.
Yes, sir.
And so and I do a little reading. So Matthew chapter 16, I'm going to show you some of the stuff that we're supposed to be doing as a church. And sometimes we mistake what he's saying. Matthew chapter 16, Saul, verse 13, and when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I the Son of Man, am? And they said, some that say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but whom say ye that I am? You see that? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, now watch something, you're going to see the church in here. Y'all paying attention? Are you paying attention?
Yes, sir.
Blessed art thou, you blessed, Simon Peter, you blessed. He said, y'all. He didn't say the whole the congregation, no, you. You're going to teach you how to catch stuff in church. You. Mm-hmm. Blessed are you, Simon, Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee. You. He's still talking about you. Now talk to the whole crew now.
Right.
You. Mm-hmm. You blessed, Peter. Because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
Right.
Everybody say personal. Right. But my Father, which is in heaven, and I say unto you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that part?
Yes, sir.
That you are Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. You're talking about church unusual. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee, talking about you again. He's just talking to Peter now. Talking to you. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The whole time he's talking to Peter. I never seen that before. The whole time he's talking to Peter. He didn't say y'all. He didn't preach to the congregation. He said, because Peter was the only one that answered. He's the only one that answered. Who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I'm the Son of God? Yeah, they start name all these prop names, and that's cool. We let that go. No. But who you say that? So Peter said, let me go back. He said, whom ye? But whom say you that I am? So Peter took it personal. Because he's talking to, how many people are you talking to? He's talking to all of them. He's talking to the whole room. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son. Blessed are you, Peter. You're blessed, Peter, because you got a revelation.
Right.
Peter, you blessed. You blessed because you're not looking at me in the flesh. You blessed because you're not using your my mind. Everybody say my mind. You're not using your regular old thoughts, because some say lies. And some people have been talking about that in the hood already. When Jesus going around today, that's probably the word in the streets. He Elias. He one of the prophets. No. Who you say I am? Flesh and blood ain't revealed it to you, but you got some kind of contact with the Father.
Yeah.
Now, you know that had to be special now, because that's almost priestly before Jesus dies. Because the only people that was having contact with the Father direct on and getting revelation with the Father were the prophets. And the apostles and those, and you go back to the Old Testament. He wasn't talking to everybody. He showed his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. The whole congregation didn't have access. Everybody couldn't go into the holies of holies. So now Peter, right at that moment, allowed himself to be entered into the holies of holies and to be revealed something that nobody else was seeing. So Peter, you blessed. Blessed are you, Peter. For flesh and blood ain't revealed to you, but my Father. In other words, you got a contact with the Father. Somehow you've been paying attention to what I've been saying.
Come on.
You've been paying attention to me enough to see what I've been saying, to realize that I'm saying, if you pay attention to me, you have a personal. Do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me? We're going to read that in a minute. How long am I going to be with you? Peter caught on. So Peter catches on. You know, Peter was one of the only ones we saw after Jesus died that was really doing something major in the scripture.
Right.
You know that, right?
Yes,
Apostle Peter.
Yes,
mm-hmm. So now, flesh and blood. So now, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. When last time? When last time for you? I'll wait. Y'all know, we know the scripture, don't we? Come on, amen. Everybody smile. Come on. No, come on. Hey, we know the scripture. If I bind it on earth, they'll be bound in heaven. Father Luke, when last time?
Yes, sir.
How many doors we locked out of? I'm going to give you the keys. How many doors we locked out of, though? Right? Somewhere along the line, so I'm looking at it and it says, well, you the rock and I'm going to build my church on that. So now I'm seeing what church look like, right? I'm seeing churches built on the revelation. I'm seeing churches built on individuals that got the revelation. See, the pillars of the church are the people that have a revelation of who Jesus is. That's the pillar. The rock, that's the pillar that the church is built on. That's the foundation that the church stands on. But now if you have a bunch of people that came in and prayed a prayer but have not spent the time to find out who Jesus is, then you got a faulty foundation. Which means you got a church that's trying to function like something that they don't have the power to function like. You got a car and it's real shiny and glistening on the outside, but there's no engine. So because you got the revelation. Now, what was the revelation? Come on, class. What's the revelation? Come on. What's the revelation? You Christ. You're not just Jesus of Nazareth no more. You're not just Jesus, Mary boy. You're not just one of the prophets. Because you know that's what they were calling him. You know, there's some religions that still try to say that about Jesus now. In the Islam nation, they try to say that Jesus, they believe Jesus was real, but he's just another prophet. Get it? No. Thou art the Christ. Thou art the anointed one in his anointing. Thou art the son, the living son of God. You see that? Now that's a revelation. So now because you got that, because you picked up that revelation, because you see me. Because see, remember, now he was dealing with Peter about a lot of sin. Because Peter had to see him to walk on that water, too. Mm-hmm. See, Peter was learning some things. Y'all go study Peter. I know Peter was a wild boy. I know Peter was a wild boy, but Peter jumped out there on that water, too. He was training Peter how to see. He was training Peter how to see. And because Peter, wow, I got to get to the next thing. But because Peter was seeing Jesus more than the rest were seeing, then he was used more than the rest were used.
Wow.
Come on, y'all go read your Bible. Tell me when you saw all the rest of them. They was all up in the room waiting in Acts. But Peter's the only one that he passing by and his shadow healing people. Come on. If they was doing it, we'd have read about it. I guarantee. Ain't no way Montrell was going to do something in that time and you wasn't going to write about it up in that Bible. You better put me, I walk with Jesus too.
Come on.
Right? So if I don't hear him, then I don't hear him. I mean, they wasn't making no noise. So now he's trained. So because Peter saw Jesus, he was effective in being the church and establishing the church in the book of Acts. Are y'all understanding? So now we can say that, by precedent's sake, now we can say that the church was established on seeing Jesus. The church organism and the organization and all the organs, every joint supply, Ephesians 4, right? We ain't got time to go over there. All of it, the precept is, I'm built on, the church is built on seeing Jesus. It's not built on the laws and all these different rules that we come up in the church. And all these different, no. It's built on seeing Jesus. Now, I don't know what happened. I think man got too much hands in and started coming in with the plan and robber, rule, order and all the different things and tried to figure out what they wanted it to be like. And we missed Jesus. And in Jesus, the power. In Jesus, the enablement. In Jesus is the way. Jesus, he said it to him. And I go to, let's see. Flip over to, go to John 14. Let's see if we go there. John chapter 14. I may jump again, so we'll just roll with it, though. John chapter 14. And you wrote down Philippians 2:5, and we'll go back there in a minute, but just, you know, it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, and explains it a little bit more. Verse 14, let not your heart, we know that your heart means your soul, it's a part of your soul, your mind, your thinking. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Now, this is the same Thomas that's been walking with him. Huh? Jesus said to him, read it. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. He said, I'm the way. Jesus said, I'm the way. Now, old church, say my mind. Everybody say my mind. Come on, say it again, my mind. Come on, tap it. Come on, say my mind. Now, we gotta uproot some old mind so we can get new mind. Right? Old things are passed away, behold, all things come new, right? The only way I access new things, fresh things, is getting the remedy for old is fresh. So the only way I get over that is by getting a fresh revelation. All right? Are y'all with me? So now we read this. John 14 and 6. Read it again. Ready, read. So Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. No man coming to the Father but by me. So this is what we thought. This is how we thought for years. Tell me if you thought the same way I thought. For years, we thought that Jesus was the doorway to heaven. I can't get into that. I can't get into heaven where the Father at, although the Father is everywhere. What was we thinking, right? But I can't get into there where the Father is, but through the doorway of Jesus. So, right? That's what we said, right? Amen. Come on, can I get amen? That's what we said. And that is not false, but it's not the full truth. Because what that got to do with right now? What the doorway to heaven got to do with right now? If that's just what you're talking about. So now, look at the scripture again. Look at it. I'm the way. I am the way. I'm not going to show you. I am the way. I am the truth. I think he said, I am the light. I think he said those different things so you wouldn't get caught up on one thing only. I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man cometh to the Father or becometh like the Father, but by. So now I'm the way for what? I'm the way for your prosperity. I'm the way what? I'm the way for your direction. I'm the way for your health and your healing. I'm your way for you to work miracles and signs. I am the truth. I am the answer to the lie. Many times we have problems because we got so many old lies in our minds. We've been lied to about who we are. We've been lied to about what we can do. We've been lied to about how much power we do and don't have. It's been old lies. He said, I'm the truth. And I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by. You know me, you should know my Father. Here's where you know him. Philip said, verse 8, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. It suffices us. Y'all see that? Philip said, Lord, show us. He just said, I'm the way, truth, and light. Yeah. Don't know how to come. Go further up. He said, he started talking about in the mansions and all that. Now, you believe in God, believe also in me. He's telling them. Come on, Philip. You just saw Thomas ask, and he gave a great answer. He gave Thomas a great answer. We don't have to rebuttal. We get what you're saying. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. This suffices us. Now, I think I'm seeing order. Everybody say order. Come on, say it again. Say order. Come on, say it again. Say order. See, we have an order problem. The church as a whole is out of order. Like one of the more broke cold drink machines. It's out of order, right? And I think we have an order problem because I'm seeing right now and I'm looking at Philip and Jesus saying, look at me. Look at me and you see the Father. I'm the way, the truth. Nobody comes but by me. Well, show us the Father. I just told you, look at me. But it's an order problem because people have a problem with the man in front of them. They got a problem with the man in front of them. They got a problem with looking at the one that Jesus put in front of them. Right. So now he's trying to go to the Father. Well, show now he just said, look at me. I'm the way to the light. I'm the way to the light. Show us the Father. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? What did he say? I've been with you this long, and you ain't seen the Father yet? I've been preaching to you all this time, and you still don't know. You still don't have a revelation. How long you been in church, and you still don't have a revelation of Jesus? How many classes we've been to, and how many services, and how many hands laying on, and how much all we've been slinging, and how much we've been doing? You still don't have a revelation. How long I'm gonna be? How long it's gonna take?
That's good.
He that has seen me, you see that, huh? So how you gonna say, show us the Father? I'm standing right here. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? What, you think I'm lying? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells where? In me, he do the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. If you don't want to hear what I'm saying, can you look at them blind eyes being open? Can you see when we raise such and such from the dead? Would you please pay attention? If you don't want to hear my message, could you see my manifestation?
Come on now, that's good.
One thing I know about apostles, that you imagine you won't, you can say what you want, you can hear what you want, but you can't say it ain't real.
That's right.
You had to be blind, deaf, and dumb, and then just in denial in all those states to leave there and say that ain't real. Come on, y'all. That's why we sitting up here right now. Ain't that the truth? If you don't want to believe what I'm saying, just believe me for the very work's sake. And then he goes on to say, verily I say unto you, you read. Verse 13.
And whosoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
14.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
If you ask it, I can keep reading, boy. Because if you love me, you keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, he shall give unto you a confidence, and it may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither can it know him, but you know him. Right, but I got to go back up. I can't read all the way down there. Verse 12. Go back to verse 12. Read it again. The works that I do shall he do also. So what's the prerequisite for doing the works? What I need to do first before I can do the work? Believe what? Believe what? No, because see, you can't not believe, not just believe. Because a lot of things you can just believe. There's a lot of principles that we preach that you can just believe, but if it ain't based on Jesus, he's not responsible for the power. You got your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 365 points. If it's not on him, it won't work. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So now the prerequisite, the thing that I have to do first before I can do these greater works, do the same works and then greater works, is I got to believe on him. Then verse 13 says what? Read it. What is whatsoever? What is whatsoever? How much is whatsoever? Come on. What? Any, every, all, whatever it is, everything, right? All right, read it again. All right, so remember now we're talking about anything. Anything, everything, all that. All right. What's the next thing? Whatsoever, what it says? You shall ask. All right. Hold on. Now, let's be real. Can we be real, church people? Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Can we be real, church? Everybody say amen. Amen. Can we be real? Have we been asking? I know your Bible says you have not because you ask not. I know the Bible talks about asking amiss. I know the Bible talks about with prayer and supplication, make your request made known unto God. I know. So have we been asking? But have we been receiving everything we're asking? Can I get an amen?
Amen?
So now, whatever you ask, what's the next part?
In my name.
And then what did he say after that? That will I do. Whatever, all of it, whatever it is that you ask in the name of Jesus, right? And I understand. But you remember what the name is, right? Anybody remember what I said the name was? Huh? Say it again. Character. Everybody should remember. Everybody say character. Come on, say it. Everybody say character. Come on, say it again. Character. Your holiday, so you got a character that comes along with your name. Somebody start using your name, they better know there's something. Don't use my name out the wrong way. Don't you go tell nobody. I don't refer somebody to a job that I don't know if they're going to work good or not because my name on the line. Right? I ain't co-signing with everybody to purchase whatever they're getting because now my name is on the line. My character, the weight of my name is on the line right now in the name. That's a character. So whatever you ask, I do it. But haven't we been asking? Come on, can I get a yes? Yes, answer me. Yes, you've been asking, but we ain't been getting nothing. Why? Because maybe it's not in the name. You tag the phrase, in the name of Jesus. Bless this food, in the name of Jesus. We tag all these different things, in the name of Jesus. We do it, as our stamp home. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Y'all know how I go, right? But is it really in the name of Jesus we pray? What's the next scripture? What's the next scripture say? 14? Read it. Now he says it. He says this again. He says it again. Read it. He said it again. It seemed like he repeated himself.
Right.
I thought he could have been done at verse 13. But he said it again because he's trying to stress how you should ask and how you should function. You have to function in my name. You have to function in my character. You cannot, I am the way. That's what he's talking about. The way that you function is like I function. The way that truth prevails is the way that I prevail. The way that you bring life is how I bring life. That's what Jesus said. If it's outside of me, it's going to be death. It's going to be lies. It's going to be lost. Y'all see that? Outside of him. Anything in your life ever been dead before? Uh-huh. You ever been lied to? You ever been a lie? You knew you were supposed to have more, but you didn't. That's a lie. Huh? Because you was the lie, wasn't you? You ever been lost before? Mm-hmm. It's outside of him. What? If you ask anything in my name, if you do it like me, it'll get done. If you function like me, listen, Jesus, he said, Peter, flesh and blood ain't revealed this to you. But my Father, you know what the Father's trying to reveal to you all the time? Jesus, you think he's trying to reveal to you a text? No, he's not trying to reveal to you an outline so you can go preach good. It's not what it's about. He's trying to figure out a problem, figure out something. Figure out a problem at your house and at somebody else's house. Let's do this. Figure out a problem at your house, at somebody else's house, and at the world. And find me one of them that Jesus don't answer. Literally. I'm not talking about he's the way everybody Jesus. No. Literally. Like he literally answers a hunger. Them thousands of people out there following him, the market's been closed. And I'm probably believe some of them people ain't had no money to get no food, no way. They wasn't at work. They probably out there and they hungry. Now we have a hunger problem. Break bread and fish, feed everybody. Baskets left over. Answer. I'm behind on my taxes. Go catch a hook. First fish that come up. And then I know Jesus was a pretty good accountant because he calculated enough to put in the fish mouth to take care of his. How you know it's for both of us?
Yeah.
You know, we do all that work during, you know, it's tax season. We start getting our, and we do all that. Jesus, just go catch a hook. Come on, what you dealing with? What people around you dealing with? What's the problem in the world? See, the world, you know, I tell you, I be, don't call me crazy. You know, I told you, I be doing interviews in my head. I tell you that before? And I'd be talking to people. I'd be talking to them, they ask a question, I'd be coming back at them. Now, it's not nothing I could really, I know the Holy Ghost be showing me stuff in my mind. I said, well, you know, the problem that people have, and I said this before, people got a problem with the church. Well, I'm not very religious. Nobody asks you about being religious. What about Jesus? And they never realize that Jesus is the way because they can't ever see nothing. God down the truth. They never realize Jesus is the way. All right, go. You go in somebody's parking lot, start breaking bread and fish. There'll be a spectacle for a little while. You go over across seas, where, you know, we see that they talking about the little kids be hungry, right? You go over there and start breaking bread and fish, start feeding everybody, feed the nation and see what they're going to start saying. Huh? Go over there. Go do it. Do it. Start doing some of these things. Start opening these blind eyes. Start doing some of these things. But see, we can't do that. We can't do that because of verse 12 says what? Where's verse 12? Is it verse 12? What it start off? Verily, verily, right? Verily. Read it again. Do you believe? In church right now, in the service, everybody get, yes, we believe. I don't know. Do you believe on him? Because he said, verily, verily. Read it.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
What else we want? What else is that we looking for? Search the scriptures. John 6. No, John 5:39. Come on, search them. You ain't got to go there. Just search the scriptures. Go ahead, write them down, but just write down John 5:39. Search. He said, search the scriptures. You think you're going to find something in there. And that don't mean you don't search. Right? But he's saying, if you start searching and you stop searching and you hadn't found me, you hadn't searched long enough.
Amen.
If you started searching the scriptures and it didn't all roads lead to, because he the way, so all roads lead to Jesus. All roads lead to Jesus. In this scripture, all roads lead to Jesus. If it don't end up with him, then that means you didn't stay there long enough. Because they testify of me, but you won't come. You jump in the scripture, but you won't come all the way to me. Now, I always see that. When I see that, I see myself, everybody say imagination. You know, you gotta use your imagination. I see myself jumping in the scripture. I see, like, literally jumping into, like, I'm swimming if the letters was the water, I'm just swimming in the scripture. But I feel like I'm not, I don't know if I'm swimming deep enough. I like soaking, right? So I don't feel like I'm staying long enough to where I swim so far, right? And I go so far in there that I see Jesus. And I finally get to where he at.
Yeah.
And then when I get to him, then I'm empowered. But I'm not swimming somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go find a pool. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go find a place to swim. Right? It's right there with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just not swimming deep enough. I'm not going deep enough because I don't go deep enough, watch, or because the word ain't deep enough in me.
Right.
Then we never get to Jesus. Yes, Lord told me you're closer than you think. I said, all right, well, I know. He said, I am. Say I am. Say, I am. Closer than I think. Come on, say it again. Say, I am. Closer than I think. Come on, say, I am. Who is that?
Jesus.
Who is I am?
Jesus.
All right, so I am. Him, closer than you think. Say it again.
I am closer than you think.
Yeah, I am closer than I think. Yeah. All right. So if I am is closer than I think, then what's the problem with that phrase? What needs to be fixed in that phrase? What needs to be fixed? Come on, y'all. I'm preaching to you. I'm trying to show you how to preach. Come on now. It's a good message, man. Come on. If I am. It's closer than I think. And I know as I think, therefore I am. So if I am is closer than I think, then something got to be dealt with in that phrase. What got to be dealt with? The way that I think. Everybody say I think. So the way that I think needs to be. So I need to bring the way that I think closer.
Oh, come on.
to I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Write it. Come on, it's good stuff. Yeah. I need to bring the way that I think. It's good stuff. I need to bring the way that I think closer to I am. I need to bring the way that I think closer to I am. And then we become one. We're already one, but you just don't know it.
Right.
Closer than you think. Bring your thinking closer. Bring your thinking closer.
Yes, sir.
Come on, say it again. Say it. I gotta bring my thinking closer. Come on, say it again. Say, I gotta bring my thinking closer. I gotta bring my thinking closer to I am. I gotta bring my thinking closer to Jesus. Not religion.
Come on.
Not tradition anymore.
Yeah.
Not trying to be spiritual. You are spirit. That's the true you. You don't have to try to be something that you already are. So now but the only reason that I can't function in the power that's on the inside of me is because my thinking is somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anytime that my thinking is somewhere else, I'm forfeiting the power that's on the inside.
Wow.
Double-minded man is what? Do you get it? Do you get it? If Christ is in me, then the mind of Christ is in there.
Right.
Huh? If Christ is in me, huh? Christ in you, the Holy Ghost. If Christ is in me, then the mind of Christ is in there. But if I'm double, then I'm taking this mind and I'm somewhere else. I can never function in Christ. Got to bring my thinking close. You get it? Does it make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Tell me if it don't. Tell me, do it make sense to you? I got to bring my thinking closer. And the only way I bring my thinking closer is by searching in the scripture, looking for them.
Yes, sir.
Now, what the problem is the majority of the time we're searching the scripture to do our duty.
Right.
Yes, or we search the scripture to feel like we want to be more deep. Or we search the scriptures because it's just the rhetoric that we do. No, it's a living, live organism.
Yeah.
Okay. When you, a revelation. Everybody say revelation.
Revelation.
Everybody want revelation, right? So we think the longer we say the revelation, here's the thing. If I go in with the right perspective,
right.
Then it'll jump off the page to me.
Right.
If I go in we've been going in looking for prosperity. Or we've been going in looking for healing. You name whatever it is you've been going in.
Yeah.
You've been going in looking for peace.
Right.
He the Prince of Peace. Look, we've been going in looking for all of these, and nothing wrong, but all these things added. If you seek first the kingdom, all these, like that stuff I get is all these things are inside of that. But we've been going in, and so we hadn't been getting a lot of revelation because we hadn't been going in looking for the revelation. Come on, y'all. Amen. Like, if we go in, church. Everybody say church.
Church.
Come on, church. If we go in,
yes, sir. Yeah.
When you go in, I know you read the Bible. I know you read the Bible. I know we're in advanced class. I know that's how it goes. I know you read the Bible, and I know you pray, but sometimes it don't seem like it's yielding enough, do it?
That's right.
It ain't the Bible fault, it's us.
That's right.
So when I go in, my perspective is everything. When I go in looking... Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith.
Yes,
right? Yes, he the beginning and the end.
Yes, sir.
Heard Apostle say something the other day. He said, when God's decree, he on the front end and the back end.
Yes,
he the finishing and started at the same time.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Same time.
Yes, sir.
So when I go in, I'm going in looking for him.
Yes, sir.
When I go in, I'm looking for the revelation of Jesus. Where's Jesus? Where you at? Well, yeah, you see what I'm saying? I know you're inside, yeah, inside. But I'm going in looking. When I search this, I'm looking at this to see what this is.
Wow.
Y'all get it? This, I'm living by the book. I can't wait to get my, this is telling me what this is. It's telling me how this works. It's telling me how this all of this, how this functions.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It tells me how the greater is he that is in me, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do the greater works? The greater is he that is.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with it?
Yes, sir.
Can you understand it? So now, church. Everybody say church.
Church.
Come on, say it again, church.
Church.
Come on, say it again, church.
Church.
I believe we're going to change the face of church.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
If it was just this class, we can do it.
Yes, sir.
All right? When I'm going in, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes, and so now, it's upon this revelation, and on the revelation that you got, a revelation don't really function unless you catch it. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like, it's just in the air. Yeah. Like, an apostle preached revelation, right? Revelation knowledge, right? Yeah. And a revelation will pop out, but if you don't catch it, that revelation ain't nothing to you.
Right. That's right.
I think you said it yesterday, revelation undone. If you, a revelation undone ain't nothing. For you.
Right.
It's just in the air.
Right.
But it's a revelation.
Right.
So now the revelation meets you. The word is incarnation. Right? Incarnate. When you talk about the word was made flesh, it's incarnation. That word means it's made live. It's made alive in flesh. That revelation becomes incarnated. And I don't know if that's what innated or in, is the original incarnated a word or incarnate or whatever it is. It becomes alive in flesh in you. The word is made flesh again.
Right.
Yes,
sir. Otherwise, it's just flesh. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everything else is just flesh.
Yes, sir.
But the word got to be made flesh. Mm-hmm. Are y'all seeing that?
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, it's just flesh.
Right.
It's carnality. Right. Incarnated. That's the right word. Good. Praise the Lord. Right. It becomes incarnate in you. It becomes alive. It becomes a manifested. It gets to the point that whatever it say, I ain't got to see it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it say, I'm going to be it.
Come on.
Thank you. Yes.
It gets to the point where we ain't got to have no long prayer meeting. Say it. Decree a thing.
Yes.
But see, you got to grow to that. You got to grow to that to go to that. Right.
Right.
Right? But you got to dig in this scripture and in this word to see what it's saying about you. It is no longer, can we grow up? Everybody say grow up.
Grow up.
Ephesians 4, that's one of our favorite scriptures, right? It says, till we grow up into him in how many things? All things. We're growing up into Jesus. Till we measure to the stature of the fullness of Christ. Until we grow up in him. All right, so the word. It's really saying till you grow up into the word. What it's saying is, this is no longer stories about what happened to people. It's talking about you. It's no longer stories that's happening to Paul and Peter and even Jesus. No, he's talking about, that's what he's talking about right there, the work I do so you do also. That's what he's talking about. He's saying, listen, all this is about you.
Right.
I wish to pay attention so you can learn yourself.
Right, right.
I wish you would, how long am I going to be with y'all? All I'm trying to do is teach you who you are. I know you think who you are, what's your last name, and where you came from, and what city you was born in, and what the stuff you've been through. And I knew you thought that was you. I knew you thought all that stuff made you who you are. No, 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 no. There was a plan before your last name was given to you. There was a plan before your grandparents had a last name. For you. Already written out. But just pay attention. Could you pay attention? I see stuff like this, though, like stuff like this. Like when we get talking like this, now I don't understand why people don't want to look at the word more. I don't understand why they don't want to study no more. I can understand in normal church, like in old school church and normal church and in other settings. I can understand why people don't want to look at the word a little bit more because it's no benefit for me. It's just my dues.
Right, right.
But when we get talking like this and start my identity, because you know we always be looking for identity. We're always trying to find out who we are and what we're supposed to do. Where I'm supposed to be at, Lord? How many times do we ask them questions? What you call me to do? Well, anything you ask in my name.
Yeah.
I don't have time to go there, and we'll do it next class. Oh, y'all got exams next week? No, huh? Not next week. Not next week, right? Week after next. Next week, we'll touch on this a little bit more because I'm going to take it to Isaiah 53. Just read it this week. And Isaiah 53, Philippians 3:10. And we'll start seeing what we're supposed to do as the church. What are these works? When we get to these works, everybody want the popular ones. Remember I said that the other time? You want the power, we want to raise the dead, and that's a part of it. Amen. I'm not knocking raising the dead. Open the blind eyes. Amen. That's a part of it. Open blind eyes. That's all part of it. We want to hear them say, I understand. We want to do all we want to break bread. We want to do all those things are right there on the inside of us to do. But you can't pick. I told somebody the other day, when soaking, you can't soak what you want.
Right.
When you get in the water, everything going to get it. When you get in the water, you can't soak this part. And come on, put your foot in the water. Come on, no. You get in that water.
Everything
getting soaked.
Thank you, Lord.
right? And I realized that God is very absolute about a lot of things that he says. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways, I direct your path. All that, like all, he always in all. And I really realized that he wants you to do all his works. Not just the ones you think cool. Not just the ones you think fancy. Not the ones that you think are glamorous. Amen. Isaiah 53, Philippians 3:10, you read it. And then we'll talk about it. And then ask the Lord to reveal some stuff to you. Ask him to do it. Amen.